Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Everyone who has this hope based on Him makes himself pure as He is pure. When you were a child, did you have dreams of what you would be when you grew up? Maybe you had dozens of ideas of what you would do when you achieved that great unknown realm of adulthood. I know I did. In grade school, I thought of being a doctor. In high school, it was a teacher. Then, in university, I dreamed of being a movie director or producer. But at the same time I was going through these stages, I discovered monastic life, which grew like a secret seed in my heart. It was years later, after false starts and rocky detours, that this true secret yearning of my heart blossomed into my vocation as a cloistered nun. Every person who comes into this world has a basic vocation: to become a child of God and to live forever in His presence in holiness and purity of heart. Many people suffer false starts, detours, and maybe even get lost along the way. But the ultimate goal of every life is still there: to become a child of God. And even more than that, to grow up to the spiritual maturity of Christ, when we will see our Heavenly Father face to face. In today's Gospel from Matthew, Jesus makes a great promise: "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God." Purity of heart is the key to seeing God, to reaching maturity in Christ, the yet-to-be-revealed reality of heaven. Purity of heart has a long history, stretching from the Old Testament, as we can see in our responsorial psalm for today, which says, "Who can ascend the mountain of the Lord, or stand in His holy place? The one with hands, whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean." So from the Old Testament to the New Testament, and our first reading from the book of Revelation, the saints standing before the throne washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. The understanding of purity of heart was best described by the desert fathers and mothers who fashioned Christian monasticism. But purity of heart is not just for monks and nuns. It is necessary for everyone who wants to enter God's presence. And what is this purity of heart? Purity of heart is a single-hearted focus on God's will. It is the all-encompassing desire to think, love, and do God's will at all times. To be pure of heart is to share in the holiness of God. It is to seek first the kingdom of God, to give up our selfish grasping of things, our own self-will, and our domination of others. To be pure of heart is to be surrendered to God so that He can work in us and through us to accomplish His loving plan for others, those with whom we come in contact, and even the entire world. But how can we attain this purity of heart? We will look at this in more detail in the future, but for today, purity of heart is simply acquired by having a deep love for Jesus Christ, which means thinking about Jesus in our minds, desiring Jesus in our hearts, and following Jesus in our actions. Today, as we celebrate the solemnity of All the Saints, we honor all those people who have gone before us and achieved the fullness of purity of heart that enables them to see God. The saints have attained that unknown maturity and likeness to God that is yet to be revealed, while we are still on our journey of growth in the Spirit. We ask the saints to pray for us that we may one day join them in praise and worship before God's throne and the Lamb, even as we do now in spirit. Now in faith, then face to face.